Good morning, everybody. This is WTBR's Morning Drive. My name is Bill Sears. I'm going to be with you about 55 minutes. Today, we're going to talk about voices, and we're going to talk with a lady who I have just a lot of respect for. She, not because she's president of the board at PCTV. I knew her when she was sitting next to me as just a member. Her name is Sue Doucette. She's worked with kiddos all her life, I think, is for she'll fill you all in. My wife, who is a retired school teacher, thinks the world of her. So, and I do too. So without further ado, for Gua, soup du jour, well, I'm going to welcome Sue Doucette. Sue, how's it going, kid?
Hey, Bill, thanks for having me. You know what? It's going. Things are just going. They never stop, right?
Everything moving on.
And it came to my attention the other day when I was looking at something PCTV related. You and I were appointed to the board the same day. Back in, I think it was 2014.
Something, yeah. It's been a while.
So it's, you know, it's been a 10-year run.
Yeah.
And wow. I don't know about you, but I certainly have learned a lot about the goings-on in broadcasting, but in Pittsfield and Berkshire County in particular. The amount of work that goes into doing things at PCTV and TBR.
And I think what I have also learned, especially through COVID, how talented, gifted, experienced staff we have. Because
absolutely,
nothing throws them a curve.
Nope.
You know, if it's the 4th of July parade and it's 100, it's the 4th of July parade and they do their thing. If it's the 4th of July parade and it's pouring rain, doesn't make any difference. They do their thing. I guess I have to thank Peter Marchetti, Jake McCandless, Sean Sayre, and others for saving WTBR because it was ready for the dung heap. And I think it's helped this community, especially through COVID, between PCTV the ability for us to Zoom interviews with all the people in the health department. I think we've become a force in the community.
I agree. It's a way to get information out the people. It's by the people, for the people, real literally grassroots.
Yeah.
If people want to hear a Spanish show, they can hear a Spanish show. If they want to hear
exactly
jazz,
right.
They can hear jazz. If they want to hear heavy metal, they can do the heavy. We do all the things.
And it's wide open now. And that, I mean, anybody, if you have an idea, just come to us. I've told several people, present it, write it up, you know, just like you would a proposal and present it. And, I think we've got a lot of new shows, a lot of good people. And like you and I, you know, 10 years when we first started, it was basically PCTV.
Yeah, there was no radio that we were associated with.
No streaming and all this stuff that the team there has brought on. And it's just it's amazing.
Yeah. The whole YouTube and TikTok and all that stuff. You know that we do those things, Bill?
Yeah, sure. Yeah. So, I mean, we are gifted too. We have a great staff. There isn't anything collectively they can't do. I'm telling you.
I agree. I agree with that. 100%.
You know, I mean, I've had them coach me over the air to do something, you know. So, but now you got a great show.
You. So this is a fairly new, although I think I've done eight or so episodes now. It's a program on PCTV called Giving Voices. And it's not a singing show. I know you wanted to sing today, Bill, but it's not a singing show.
I know, but the police car's in front with the restraining order. And I thought Sean overreacted.
But no, okay. So I did not design the show, but I was asked to host it because, believe it or not, Bill, I like to talk to people. I like people. I can listen. I can talk. I can ask questions. I am learning so much doing this program. And so it's a program for nonprofit agencies in and around Pittsfield
Good.
to come on air and sit with me. We simply sit at a table and talk to
Yeah.
each other. You know, I've had one guest, I've had two guests. There was one episode we had three guests, and we just sit there and talk. And you tell me about your nonprofit. What do you do? What's your mission? What's your mission statement? You can read that if you like. And we just learn about all the different, there are so many nonprofit agencies in the Berkshires. Somebody told me there are more in the Berkshire County than there are in any other county in Massachusetts.
That's probably correct. Years ago, I went to Ollie, the
Yep.
Ocean Life Long Island. There was a gentleman who was, I believe, if I remember, and if you, life depends on my memory, don't go there. But he was an international not-for-profit consultant,
Oh.
and he gave some phenomenal amount of people. But so many of them are just one or two people.
That some are very small organizations and some are significantly larger. So what we do is we just get the information about that nonprofit agency out to the public and we find out what are they doing, who are they doing it for, who are they doing it with. They can ask for volunteers. We don't specifically go out and say, you know, you got to give donations, but we refer them back to their websites. But these are some organizations, and I got my list of the ones that I've done so far and the
Oh,
ones
cool.
that I knew nothing about, which would be just about all of them. Things that I've learned. So the first one I did was with Berkshire's Jazz with
Oh, yeah.
Ed Bride. What?
Ed
I don't know
Bryant, what a
anything.
guy.
I don't know anything about jazz. Man, I learned a lot about jazz and the great events that they have and host and put on and the work that they do in the community with youth. Amazing stuff. Berkshire's Jazz.
Yeah, and we've got a great jazz program with Phil Tierney.
I know that we do. We have multiple jazz programs actually at on TBR. I know that Phil does one and there's a couple other different ones because
Yeah.
no other radio station in the Berkshires is doing jazz. So if you
No.
like jazz, tune in. Let's find the schedule and figure it out. We can go to our website, WTBR.com, and find the
Yeah.
schedule of all these programs. Then there was an organization called Villages of the Berkshires.
I've had that, man.
So though that was really interesting because I was thinking about the villages down
Yeah.
in Florida, and I know there are lots of Berkshire folks down there. Nope, that's not it. It's
No.
an organization that helps seniors stay in their homes. Like, I'd like to live here,
Exactly.
but I can't because I can't mow the lawn. Well, we can find help to get you to mow the lawn. Maybe it won't be free, but we'll figure it out. Maybe you need, you know, various and sundry things.
Yeah.
For me and my family, my kids don't live in this town or next door. And so I probably someday down the line might need some help from an
Yeah.
organization like that. That was really fascinating.
They they really are, and I'll tell you a quick story. The one of the I forget how it happened, but we were talking and we got a Ring doorbell. And they put and this lady thought it was the best thing since sliced bread, 'cause she slow getting up, you know, I mean, I'm the same way. And she could look and say, "Oh, it's the UPS guy or whatever." They're a wonderful group and they've grown. Because when I first started interviewing, I think it was just some Southern Berkshire. Now they're a lot bigger.
They are expanding up to Central Berkshire, and I think they were heading up to Lanesboro, northernish end, and you know, they're hoping to get throughout the Berkshires.
Well, I will say this because I've not been shy about this. This Berkshire County is known throughout the state as an aging community. Well, now that we know that, let's start doing something about it. More
Let's provide the
handicapped parking
services they need.
space. Yes, yeah. And
Yeah.
that's why I love Villages of the Berkshires.
Yeah. So for folks who are listening, if you need some help and you're wondering,
Yes.
gee, do they offer these services, then look them up. Villages of the Berkshires.
Great people. Great people.
So then I had Michael from Roots and Dreams and Mustard Seeds,
Oh, wow.
which is a cool organization, and they're like down on corner of Fenn and First ish area by King Cone. They're the folks
Oh.
who have taken over the co-op of King Cone, and they have a host of services they are providing for especially folks who are in that downtown area. Food pantry, but more, just lots more. So you can look that up on online. You can look that up on the PCTV website and see the episodes that I have. That's where I got my list. That's what I did. I went and I looked up,
Well,
oh,
yeah.
remember all the ones that I've done.
There's actually there's a booklet that lists all not-for-profits.
Yep, they put something in the Eagle from time to time, nonprofit resources, but there are so many. So we're also looking for more nonprofit agencies who might like to come on. And so all they've got to do is, now I forgot the email. Oh, David told me what it was. I think it's Giving Voices at Berkshire. Oh, I don't know. Call PCTV and you can find out. You leave them at name and say, hey, I work for blah, 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 and we can
We'll get a
contact
hold of you.
you. We'll get a hold of you. You get a hold of us, we'll get a hold of you. That's how it's all going.
That's cool.
We did Berkshire Coalition for Suicide Prevention. Important stuff. Lots of important information out there. And one of the biggest things you can do to help prevent suicide is let's talk about stuff.
Yeah, a
Let's talk
lot
about
of
all the stuff.
I've had Dr. Chris Bottini on. He's a ER doc, and he's written several, and he's part of the he used to be part of the Aspen Institute in training of emergency room personnel to ask this question: are there firearms in the house, especially if you have someone come in with disoriented?
Correct.
And now I'm working on a book, and the suicide rate among teens is amazing. So I guess we thank you for doing that. And more people should know about it.
And what this guy, and I wish I could remember his name, he's a retired state police dude. You would know who he is. He does stuff at WTBR, and I forgot to write down his name.
Burkle, Brian
Yes,
Burkle.
Brian Burkle. That's exactly who it was. We had great
You're still
conversation.
like, yeah, I remembered. I don't remember where the car is.
Well, there you go. You don't need that now. You needed to know Brian Burkle's name.
I have for you, for folks, if you want to get a hold and you want to come on, you're a not for profit, wait 1 minute and I will give you the address because our backup team is
There you
always
go.
on the job. You okay?
Oh, they're
I wouldn't
listening,
be.
aren't they? No. Big brother, little
Oh, yeah, well,
brother, all the brothers.
where did it go? I'll get it in a minute. I don't know where it went. I'll find it. Oh, here
Okay.
it is. No, this isn't it. David, if let me give Chuck one more spot and I'll be right there. But keep talking. I'll get it.
But you're going to be muttering the whole time I'm talking. This is just like living at
No.
home here, you know, just keep on talking.
Okay.
But the important thing is to keep talking. And we
Yeah.
need to talk to people. Mental Health Week is this week, I believe, this second week in October here. And mental health is should be as easy to get as medical health care. It should be easier, actually. But we need to talk and say, geez, you know what? All this stuff that's going on in the world, the politics, the this, the local stuff, it's all getting to me. I'm just done. I don't know what to do. I'm done. We need to be able to say, you know what? You're not alone, and we can help you with that. And we can, you know, get some therapy. We can get some meds. We can just talk out some of the problems and maybe solve some of the little ones that are weighing so heavy. You know, it is the straw that breaks that camel's back. And yeah.
And here's the address: Giving Voices at, I'm trying to, Pittsfield, all lowercase, pittsfieldtv.org. Giving Voices, capital G, IVING, capital V, all lowercase, voices. So the only capitals are the G and the V. At pittsfieldtv.org.
Thank you, Bill.
No,
And thank
thank
you, David.
David.
Thank you, David. So.
But yeah, I think this is a great program because there are a lot of resources that people do not know about.
And this Berkshire Coalition for Suicide Prevention will come to your church group, your sewing club, your baseball league, and talk with all of you about it. They're not going to go into your classroom at school and talk to little kids,
Right.
but adults who want some more information about what to do. We talked about if it's a real emergency, urgent, on the edge, 911 is the number. But if you're just wondering about stuff, you can text 988, and that connects you with somebody right away. And you can just talk about these feelings and say, you know what, I think I do need to go see somebody so they can help guide you to what's the kind of person do I need to see a psychotherapist. My son went to a psychopharmacologist. Like, I didn't know that was a thing. How do we know these things? So.
And again, that's what PCTV, what WTBR is striving to do. I told people when I got in the radio business, I did it for three reasons: informational, educational, and have a few laughs along the way. Because I think the world is wound way too tight.
Woohoo. Yeah.
And
Yeah, for sure.
there are people who think maybe I should be wound a little tighter. But you know, when you interview these people, it's like, wow. That's how I was thinking back of Villages of the Berkshires. When I was listening to them for the first time, it was like you, I thought it was like Villages. And Mr. Shapiro, I believe, was the guy's name when I entered, but he was just an amazing dude.
I have found these folks to be so easy to talk to, and I really go in pretending, not even pretending, I know nothing about their organization because most of them I don't. So the next one I did was the Berkshire Rainbow Seniors.
Oh,
That's
wow.
not a group I tend to encounter, but I didn't know about them and what they
Right,
do and how they
right.
are connecting people. And they're not a dating service, but they are, you want to get together. Most of us like to hang out with people with similar mindsets and similar backgrounds and similar ideas. And so that's what they do, only it's for rainbow seniors. So
Yeah,
great. How
yeah.
great that they've got that kind of group and they can do the things that they do
Yeah,
together. That's
it's
awesome.
yeah, and you know, it's we have to be in what I love, and you know, the board believes this 200%. Well, I believe we are Pittsfield Community Television. We are Pittsfield Community Radio. So if you're part of this community, you have a right to come on.
Absolutely.
And you know, I've had people on the show that I probably wouldn't go out to dinner with, but they had a right to be on the
That's
show,
correct.
and I had an obligation to be respectful.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And you're right. The board, this is where we stand.
Yeah.
And community is our middle name, and we want it to educate and inform our community. That's part of our mission statement that I read at every board meeting, right?
Yes.
And that's why we do what we do. I had a lovely chat with Rebecca Breen from Downtown
Oh,
Inc.
yeah.
Holy mackerel. That woman works 3,000 hours a week, I think. She just the amount of work that she gets done, and she's welcoming new members and ideas. So I found her to be very welcoming as far as new ideas go.
Yeah, and it's an organization people need to know about. There is a downtown Pittsfield organization. And they do a lot of good. They organize a lot of things. They and yeah, I just am so happy you're doing this. I
Thank
mean
you.
that sincerely, because
So
you're
the
the right person for it too.
thank you. So the way, if folks don't know, the way to go about having a program at PCTV is you do the whole proposal thing, but you usually will say, I want to do a program on giving voices. And so I'm going to be the host and I'm going to get the guests and I'm going to have people run the equipment. Well,
Yeah.
guess what? I just host. I don't even get the guests. That'd be our dear friend, Mr. David, there, and others. And this is what we're trying to promote now, is if you want to be a guest on the program, do that
Yeah.
email, givingvoices@pittsfieldtv.org. We'll get guests on. And then there's this wonderful group of folks called Wednesday Night Productions. You'll never guess when they come in.
Wednesday night.
Oh, wait. Oh, Bill, no wonder you're hosting the show.
I know.
So this is a group of folks ranging in age from high school to they've already been to high school, folks who've been trained on how to run the cameras, how to do the editing, how to do the press all the buttons, and that's what they like to do. They want to press all the buttons backstage, and so they don't want to have to be on screen, and they don't want to have to get guests. So they've got me on screen, and I don't want to push buttons. And then, so this is a, it's this three-tiered stool, right? This three-tiered prong. You need to have the program, you need to have the content, and you need to have the technical. And so we all come together on Wednesday nights and do these programs. So once a month it's Giving Voices, once a month it's sports talk. What do they call that? Locker room, the locker room. And they talk sports. And then there's the music one that's in the key of, and they do musical stuff on those nights. And the Wednesday night production team does all the background work. I do the host work, and the content comes from our fabulous folks in the community.
And there are so many not-for-profits in this community. Some are real big, some are small, some are controversial, some aren't. I guess with all the malarkey going on, it's an Irish term my mother used when I brought my report card home. Yeah, that's just malarkey.
That's malarkey.
But there's people have a right to be heard.
Absolutely.
And I've had people on this program where I have been just, my wife and I would sit the next day or that day, and people would be texting, and you'd say, what is wrong with you? These people have as much a right to be on,
Right.
but you know what? We afford that, and I really do want to emphasize, if I may, if you want to be have a program, formulate it, put it in your head, write up some. A proposal, like, it doesn't have to be a Magna Carta or a master's thesis. Just, I want to do a program on X. Here's what I would do. Here's what it's about. And present it. We have a committee there. It's not just one person, like it used to be in the past. One person just yay or nay. Well, no, we don't have any Caesar Augustus there.
See, I was going to do a painting show on the radio, but they said no, that wasn't a good idea
Why?
on how to paint on a radio.
Well, I know how to paint. I do walls and ceilings. So give me a call, folks, if
Oh,
you need
there you
me.
go. Yeah, if you need that done. That's my thing I don't do.
What give folks a 30,000-foot view of your background and why you this almost dovetails into your life, what
Yeah,
you've
so as you
done.
alluded to at the beginning of the program, I've been involved in early childhood education for, pretty much my entire life. Started doing the babysitting sort of nanny gigs when I was a teenager. I would go away for the summer with a family who, at the beginning of my career with them, they had two children, and by the time I was done, they had four. So I would go away for the summer and take care of the kids. I come from a large family. I'm the fourth out of eight. So, there's little ones young after me. I did childcare. I did nursery school. I've done public school, done private school. They're my people, 3 and 4 year olds. Just, bring them. I love them. But one of the things I found out when I got out of the classroom was I really like they're grown-ups. I really liked talking with the parents and understanding them. And when you understand the parents, you understand the children a little more too. To me, I think that's key. And I will say my thing is.
I from my background, and not to interrupt you, but I concur 150%. I often make this analogy. 75 to 80% of the youth that I dealt with in the violent youthful offender program, I would have never seen if they had parents like mine.
Bingo. So my example is a little different in that I've been married for a damn long time, and
That's
every
what he
single
told me the
time,
other day when I said, oh, what's your anniversary? He said, damn long time.
damn long time. Yeah, every time. And my in-laws live in Maine, and I didn't see them super often, several times a year, but every time I saw them, I understood my husband a little bit better. I was like, oh, now I know why he does, that, because that's why. That's why. And so I think education kind of misses the point sometimes when we don't include the families as much as we should. But anyway.
I can't agree with you more, and I will let something leak out. I am composing something for the Eagle about an edit, not an opinion piece where they made a comment that just kind of tickled my fancy, saying about now the school department, and I'm paraphrasing it, is being now the school department is responsible for the education of our children. Well, part of it's right, but there's a whole bunch of others involved. There's social service agencies. You ready for this one? There's parents. I know.
When did parents give up that
When I think they were told it was okay.
responsibility?
I will tell you this then. My son, was in his late 30s, and I said something. I said, well, I worry about it. He said, Dad, I'm whatever, 37, 30. You don't have to worry. I said, what? Time out.
Oh, yeah, I do.
I'm your dad. That's my job to worry. When you're a dad, which he is now, guess what? He worries.
Yeah, go figure. Yeah, anybody who thinks this parenting job is an 18-year gig is sadly mistaken.
You know what I regret the most in my life, really and truly? I regret the most that I don't have a choice, but that I went to Vietnam because I never knew the toll it took on my parents. Never
Oh,
knew
yeah.
that. As they got older and opened up, and as my brothers and sisters opened up, it was,
That
you
hit them hard,
know,
huh? Sure.
hit them. Well, Walter Cronkite would come in. My father threw everybody out of the living room in case he could see Billy. Dad, there's 2 million of us here. Chances of catching me on TV aren't good. But that was their, yeah. And you know, we all have those regrets, I think. We could have
Sure.
done something.
Yeah, I don't know what you could have done, though, that you were in harm's way every instant you were gone. That's what they knew. And most
They
of us don't feel
internalized.
that way about our kids most of the time.
And they internalized it.
Sure.
You know. So but I'm here today. We're going to take a little bit of a break. I'm here today with someone I have the utmost respect for, have thought the world of her forever. When she was a teacher, when the system, she went up to, you are at North Adams State too, right? Or whatever they call it.
I did work at MCLA for a while. Yes, I did.
Well, see,
Got
she
some
knows
other
her
college
story.
classes too. So, because I, like I said, I got to teaching the adults to how to teach kids, and that was very rewarding.
To me, if we don't save our kids, so we don't get realigned and reinvested and all these things, and take these, where to go? See, I can make mine disappear.
That's
Take
nice.
these away. You know, I mean, think of the battle going on in the school department right now, all over, not just Pittsburgh, all over. I mean, well, we're gonna take a break. This lady is a fascinating interview. She's a fascinating person. She just, you know, as me saintly Irish mother would say, don't you know? There are two types of people in this world, Willie Boy. Givers and takers. You be a giver. And I have tried. We'll be right back. This is WTBR 89.7 FM on your radio. We are simulcasting on PCTV. We'll be right back. Please stay tuned. There's much more to come about not-for-profits, about how you can get on. There's just a lot of stuff we have to cover. We'll be right back.
Stay tuned for more Morning Drive here on WTBR FM.
What's going on here?
Combining the miracle of modern technology with the secrets of ordinary street junkies. Producing this.
89.7 WTBR FM, Pittsfield.
Support for WTBR comes from Greylock Federal Credit Union. Proud to support high school arts and sports programs. Greylock Federal. Opportunity grows here. With locations throughout the Berkshires and online at greylock.org. And from Evco Hypnosis. Want to lose weight, quit smoking, sleep better, or relieve stress and anxiety? Evco Hypnosis is here to help you become happier, healthier, and stronger. Call 413-212-0283 or go to evcohypnosis.com. That's EVCOhypnosis.com.
Hey, it's Sean from WTBR-FM. Whether you just found this station for the first time or you've been listening for years, you might not know everything about WTBR-FM. Want to find out more? It's easy. Just go to WTBRFM.com. You can find full programming schedules, listen to the station anywhere in the world, subscribe to our podcasts, and even learn to create a program of your own. And of course, donate to the station. That's WTBRFM.com. Check it out today.
El condado de los Berkshires se dirige hacia un mañana más brillante y ese futuro comienza contigo. Los Berkshires están al borde de caer en una gran crisis de salud mental debido a la falta de acceso, dejando algunos pacientes, especialmente niños, esperando meses para recibir la atención adecuada. Tú puedes ayudar abogando por ti mismo y por otros para encontrar carreras en la salud mental. Sé un héroe de la salud mental para los Berkshires. Para obtener más información, visita briancenter.org o namibc.org.
Hey friends, if you're looking for some party music, tune in to Polka Express with me, Bill Gustavus, every Wednesday night from 6 to 8, and Sunday mornings from 8 to 10, right here on 89.7 WTBR, Pittsfield, Massachusetts.
Support for WTBR comes from Berkshire Community College. BCC provides access to higher education to everyone in Berkshire County and beyond, offering more than 50 high-quality programs, small class sizes, and an affordable education to help their students of all ages achieve their dreams. At BCC, their middle name is community. And from Tim's Lawn Care, it's almost time for spring cleanups. Tim's Lawn Care can also take care of your landscaping, lawn care, mulching, and more. Tim's Lawn Care, 413-281 4222 and online at timslawncarelandscaping.com.
Radio for people who used to love radio. Welcome back, WTBR.
And now back to the Morning Drive on WTBR-FM, Pittsfield Community Radio.
All right, we're back. That lady you see there, her name is Sue Doucette. She is one in a million. She's also president of the PCTV board, of which, in full disclosure, I am a member, too. In fact, Sue reminded me of something. We got appointed at the same time in 2014.
Yeah.
And we're doing our best to hang in there.
That's it.
Sue's hair might have gone a little gray, and my hair just left.
There you go. It happens. Happens to everybody.
Mine's living somewhere else. We are talking about her show. Sue, for the new audience, that just give us a 30,000-foot overview of your show.
Well, first of all, I'm really afraid of heights, so you need to come up with a different whatever.
Right.
So I host a program called Giving Voices, in which we offer the opportunity for nonprofit agencies in the Berkshires to come on to the program, sit down and chat with me about what you do. What's your mission? Yeah. Who do you serve? What do you do? Why? All the things. And we discuss, it's a 30-minute advertisement for your program. is what it is.
Yeah.
Or 28 minutes and 10 seconds, whatever that says on the clock. It's just sit down, have a conversation. We sit down at this lovely little round table and we just talk about what you do. Had lots of different organizations come on. And most recently, I chatted with Kim and Tara from BeFair. Oh, man. Did
oh,
I
yeah. They're great.
BeFair and all the things that they do and the people that they serve. What an enormous asset to this community.
Yeah.
But they talk about what they do. And we don't beg for money on this program when we talk. We guide you to websites so you can go and check it out for yourself if you'd like to make a donation. But maybe you know somebody who needs a service. Maybe you have a specific talent that you would think could benefit any of these agencies. We talked to Berkshire Grown the month before that with the food co-op and supporting farmers. Such an amazing another thing that if we don't think about where our food comes from, if you don't ever think about that, besides, you know, big why, if you don't think about where your food, how it gets to your table, we're going to be in sorry shape someday.
I have to tell you this story. When I was overseas, there was a kid from the Bronx.
Mm.
And we got to be pretty good friends. And so he said to me, hey, Sturge, they call me Sturge. Hey, Sturge, what? I found out, did you know, and he was serious as a heart attack, did you know that milk came from cows? I said, well, of course. Where'd you think it came from?
The store.
It's at the supermarket. So you're every time I hear a food education story, that whole thing replays in my mind.
Absolutely. But there are children, I'm hoping not so many children in the Berkshires right now who don't know where some food comes from.
Right.
But there'll be some foods, maybe you don't know where what an artichoke looks like on the growing, because we don't tend to grow that around here. But hopefully they know that milk comes from cows. My kids were always surprised to find out that there's vegetables that grow in the ground.
Yeah,
you know
in dirt.
In the dirt. And yes, you can pull up a carrot from the dessert. That's my big harvest this year is I did carrots and I got quite a few. And my granddaughter kids are like, well, can I eat this? And I'm like, yeah, you might want to brush off some of that dirt. But if you don't, that's fine too. Do I have to peel it? Nope, you don't. You can just
The Irish mother would say, you'll eat a peck of dirt before you die.
Yeah, well, that's true. The things grow in the dirt. This is where they come from. Children, there are lots of organizations that are helping kids learn to do that. Roots Rising. Oh, we're going to have them. We should have them come on. They are such a fabulous. Here we go.
I push them all the time on my announcements. I think the world of them.
Yeah.
Yes,
the work that they do.
Taken.
And I think they do more work with youth than even the food thing. And that's equally important.
What Jess has done with she started a little acorn. Now it's a huge oak tree.
Yeah.
And she's the whole behind it. So I
absolutely
can't say enough good about her.
Yeah. Yeah. So we need to see if we can get them to come on the Giving Voices. If they're listening, they can just email givingvoices@pittsfieldtv.org. Boom.
Exactly.
Just let us know, hey, we're Roots Rising and we'd be interested in coming on Giving Voices. Maybe you're a different program. We'd be interested in.
Yeah. And the more people that come on and the more the citizenry of the city and the county knows about us, about them, the more they'll take advantage of all that they do.
Right.
You know, so many of these not-for-profits. I mean, I worked for UCP of the Berkshires for about 8 years.
Mm-hmm.
And I after I retired, and I would say that everybody said, well, just cerebral palsy. Not anymore.
Yeah.
No, they run the whole gamut.
Right.
One of the things they have, to be a little sponsor here for them, was they have an assistive technology division that helps people who need help doing a variety of things, and they get them the technology they need to do
nice.
It. Talk, walk, whatever.
Yeah, yeah. They need to get together with our digital navigator that we'll be having at PCTV. And I know that the Senior Center in Pittsfield has one and somebody else to help those of us of a certain age who did not grow up with the handy dandy phone you carry around with you everywhere and how to be able to do those things digitally. There's lots of folks out there who are willing and able to help, who that's their job.
Yeah, and they love it. I mean, they love to show you stuff.
Absolutely.
You know, and but we get back to this, the not-for-profits, and just so some people know, RSVP, I have that lady on at least every 6 weeks because they're out straight. They're always doing stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And if it wasn't for some of these not-for-profit agencies getting help from RSVP and you and other volunteers, they couldn't do what they do.
Right. Absolutely. Absolutely. That's Lisa Torrey down at RSVP, right?
She's great.
Isn't she amazing? Yeah.
She is amazing.
Now, she's another early childhood person who has now swung the gamut there to go to the other end. When I worked at a daycare center back in my early years, the director left the director of the daycare center to become the director of the Council on Aging. And she said, it's the same thing.
Yeah.
It's the same thing. You got little children who can't do things. And now you got old people who can't do things. The little people, you have to talk to their parents. The old people, you have to talk to their kids.
Yeah. Pretty much.
But it's the circle of life and it goes around, right?
Well, as I said to you early on, that honor flight that I was on, which was spectacular, I couldn't have done it. I really could not have. I didn't have the stamina to do it. I mean, I got to tell you, we got left at 4:30 in the morning, got back at about 10 or 12. I woke up sometimes Sunday morning and didn't go very far.
Wow. And that was the day to go from Pittsfield down to D.C.?
One day trip. Well, you can't afford hotels in D.C., so.
I know. Wow.
But it was certainly worth every bit of it. Now, maybe I'll even have them call you. I've got their number.
Absolutely. Yeah. If somebody wants to come on and.
Yeah. And you could do it Zoom. They're out of New York State, but.
Okay. Yeah, we could. Yeah. Well, my Wednesday night production people will have to figure that out. That's
And they can. Yeah.
I know they can.
All I do is send them the invitation, sit back, and they tell me what to do.
There you go. This is my kind of gig. I sit down and I will chat with you about your nonprofit and your mission. What are you doing and why? How long you've been involved? It's just a real casual conversation. You can give me talking points if you'd like. Otherwise, we'll just wing it and make it up as we go, as you and I are doing this morning.
Well, there's that. And there's the other piece, too, is when I'm listening to these people, go back to Villages of the Berkshires again or Roots, you learn so much from just listening to them.
Absolutely.
I mean, it's amazing how groups, maybe Congress should look into some of these groups, that when people work with each other, great things happen.
There you go. Hello.
Really? It's a new theory, but it works.
So wait, are you talking like listening to other people?
Yeah, there's that too.
Oh.
Yeah, you know, I shouldn't say this, but I will. When I dealt with youthful offenders, one of the highest compliments I got was from a pretty rough kid, and he said, "You know, I just want to tell you, you listened to what I had to say." And I said, "Yes, I did." He said, "You're one of the very few." A lot of the people, and they hear what they want to hear.
Yeah.
And they don't listen to what I have to say.
Yeah. So there are people who don't feel heard, and this is your opportunity to be heard, at least by me, but probably by some of our viewers. We get done doing our little taping, and the crew, the Wednesday night production folks, like I said, many of whom are young folks, will say, "Wow, that was really great. I learned so much."
Yeah. Yeah.
Go. In 28 minutes, you learned a lot.
Well, I think too often we when we hear not for profit, we think of the hospital or the YMCA, or
Yeah.
you don't think of the the food, the rising roots rising,
Roots rising, yeah.
right? For one, and there's a bunch of them out there doing a ton of good work.
They all are. They're
Yeah.
doing great work out there. And but they have the common ground is it takes people. You got to have groups of people to do it. It's not one person doing things. It's a, they're all group of people. The Berkshire's Jazz, the Bee Fair, lots of people at Bee Fair. The Berkshire Rainbow Seniors. It's not one person any more than it is on our board, the one person. It's a group of people, and we talk and we decide. So, a couple of years ago, the board was talking about doing a particular fundraiser, and one group was real excited, and then others had some input, and we're like, oh, yeah, we didn't think about that. Oh, yeah, we
Yeah.
didn't. And so we canned that idea and we went in another direction. But you've got to listen to people and say, this is what we thought. We got very caught up in what we were doing. It's also
Somebody
important
said,
to sit back and listen to somebody else.
yeah, and somebody said too, and that why I like our board. I forget who said it, but they said if you leave your egos at the door, a lot can get accomplished.
Absolutely. Yeah. It's not about one person. It's about
No.
us as a group.
And when you look at the scope of PCTV, the scope of WTBR now, when you look at that and all that's happening, in that one building on Federico Drive that they have get jump in a truck and go do a basketball game or go jump in a truck and do a ski match. They've opened the doors to so many people, and I've heard this from a lot of seniors that they watch it because that's how they find out stuff.
Yeah, this is where you're going to get your local news. The thing I love is the city meetings. Not that I love meetings or city meetings,
Yeah.
but you get to hear straight from the horse's mouth, so to speak, what was going on and not
Yeah.
depend on somebody's interpretation in a write-up in a publication somewhere else. You get to watch it yourself in real time if you're so inclined
Yep.
and determine for yourself what makes sense.
And you know, through the years, a lot of people now are loyal, faithful followers of the city council and the school committee. I try to watch them all, even some of the subcommittee meetings, especially
Absolutely.
some of the ones dealing with really tough subjects, like at the school committee. And I think we do that. We deliver that product. And now,
Absolutely.
if they miss it, now all they have to do is go online and look and they can replay it. I
Right.
mean, how cool
Yeah.
is that?
I know. It's amazing. So what people need to know is that those meetings are recorded and shown and kept in archive.
Yeah.
And no, you can't say you need to take that down because I said something I wish I hadn't said. Well, you know
Right.
what? Then perhaps you need to think before you speak because no, this is how it is. We're not going to edit. We PCTV doesn't edit those
Right.
meetings.
No, God, there were times at 10:30 or a quarter of 11, I was hoping they'd shut them down.
Well,
But
yeah, there's
they don't
that.
go, they don't go, they don't have the marathon meetings anymore. Again, if you're a not-for-profit, you're foolish not to take advantage of this program.
That's it. It's a half hour advertising of your program. You
And
can take the bits and pieces and use it to
yeah.
put it on your website. You can use it to apply for grants. You can, whatever it is you need to do. We would love to have more Berkshire County nonprofits
Yeah.
contacting us at givingvoices@pittsfieldtv.org. Simple.
And it's not a big lift, really. What I find when you interview not-for-profits, they know what they're doing.
They
If
do.
they come in, you just have to say, so what are you doing? Then
Yeah.
you can go out for a
Boom.
sandwich. Yeah.
Yep. There you go. Exactly. Exactly. So I've spoken with executive directors. I've spoken with board presidents. I've spoken with founding members, development director, all, you know what, you name it. Somebody who knows your stuff, they'll come in and they'll say, oh, but I was so worried you were going to ask me something I don't know. I said, well, how long have you been working there? And they said,
yeah,
15 years. And I'm like, then I can't ask you something you don't know.
Yeah, yeah. You can tell me something I didn't know about what you do there.
Exactly.
But I'm gonna, yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And you know, I would be remiss if I didn't thank you for stepping up and taking over the presidency and of the board, because it's not an easy job. I mean, we got a great board. I mean, probably one of the best boards I've been on ever. But there's getting ready. There's the minutes. There's this. There's that. There's 1,000 meetings.
There are a lot of meetings. This board is different than others, in my opinion, is because it's a very active board. Because of the subcommittees. Now, you referenced, you know, other subcommittees, like school committee has subcommittees. That's where the real work is getting done.
That's right.
NPCTV has very active subcommittees. And so if people are interested in checking us out and learning more about us, they could volunteer to be on a subcommittee and not be on the board and just come and listen and learn a little. We've recruited some, you know, great board members by doing it that way.
Yes.
So, you know, learn before you leap, I guess.
That's an excellent. Yeah. And a lot of people, they do that and then they want to be on the board.
Absolutely. Absolutely. But we have a great executive director who is one of the most organized people I know.
Yeah.
And we have there are specific traits, qualities, knowledge that we are looking for in board members. You know, we like to have somebody who's familiar with finances on the board. That's super helpful. We like to have a person who really understands some of the technology. Some of the rest of us are more involved in the actual production of shows or on shows or just have a love of music or whatever it is. We have a nice range of folks on the board with different knowledge-based backgrounds. So how I got on the board was I had an early childhood television program.
Yes, you did.
And then got an award one year at the annual meeting. And so then that opened the door to becoming an actual board member. Having been on a couple of different talk programs with Doug McNally and different folks. And
boy, there's a name from the past.
There you go.
Yeah.
That one out, see if you're awake.
Yeah, well, no, it is my nap time, but I don't mind giving it up for you. I take a morning nap, an afternoon nap, and an evening nap before I go to bed.
There you go. Good deal.
Yeah, well, I don't want to go to bed tired. You know.
Yeah, yeah. No, I know. We call them snore d'oeuvres.
Snore d'oeuvres, yes.
Or the snappetizers.
But what you just said too is so important. When you work on this board, you really, your opinion is really wanted. Nobody's saying, oh, geez. You
That's
know,
right.
Everybody contributes. And like Sue just said, I've been on a lot of boards. This board is active. Trust me when I tell you.
Mm-hmm.
This board is active. And it's collaborative. And that's... When I interview the city councilors, I say, congratulations, because I really do believe this. This board, city council, is more collegial than some in the past have been.
Ah, good. That's how you're going to get things done. If you're too busy fighting each other, you're never going to get the job done.
And that's how we get stuff done at PCTV, WTBR.
Yeah. Yeah.
We collaborate. I don't always agree 100% with everything, but I don't have to if the majority does.
Correct. Correct. And as president, I encourage questions. I want
people to
say,
yes, you do.
But what about now? So when we had a guy on the board who was a millennial, who wasn't even a cable subscriber, never watched cable TV. He was on our board because he had that viewpoint that's different from those of us who've been around for, you know, 60, 70 birthdays. You know, we need to listen to what he's saying so that we can learn.
Absolutely. Yeah, he was a great contributor. But I said, you'll get a kick out of this. Yeah, I said to him something. He said, "Well, I don't use the phone. I text. I'm a millennial. I text."
I text.
And I said, "Well, I'm a baby boomer, and I use the phone because I don't know how to text." So, but he added a lot to the, like you said, and this board is the right board for this time.
Let's hope.
Well, that's I believe that with my whole heart, because these are not easy times for PCTV or WTBR.
Correct.
And being the president, you know that. I mean, but being on the board, it's always refreshing to say, well, we got this problem, and know that everybody there wants to contribute to solving. You ready for that? For people in DC, the operative word, solving the problem.
Yes, solving the problems. And so I accept all the suggestions that people say. And yeah, let's take a little bit of that one. And I use this in my own lifestyle as a parent. I would ask people questions about, I got this kid who doesn't want to go to bed. What do you do? What do you do? What do you do? And I listen to what everybody has to say. I ask the doctor, I ask my mother, I ask the, and I take, well, that's not going to work for this kid, but it might work for that kid.
That's right.
And I take little bits and pieces and make a new plan, and let's make that work.
And again, your experience at that level, working with kiddos, working with parents, bringing things to successful conclusions, I just think it added so much, or it adds so much to you being board president.
Thank you.
Because we have to get through things whether we like them or we don't like them. And again, I think our executive director, Sean Sayre, can't say enough. Dave Cachet, who runs the operations piece, which that's a nightmare because he has to
Uh-huh.
do with me.
There you go.
And it is I would like to say to them thank you, because sometimes I reach out to these people and they don't get back to me till 6:10 the night before they want to do it.
Yeah.
And they've all these guys have always jumped on and helped me out. We while we're going to talk about some nonprofits, let me give you a couple. Roots Rising, to me, they do the farmers market. They do it so well. They do so many other things. And like my good friend Sue said, they have got kids interested in farming. And to me, if buying stuff at that market helps them do that, I don't have a problem with it.
Absolutely.
The other one we have, and Sue, you'll be interested in this because I know you want to go. The Pittsfield Community Development Recreation Program has announced the return of Pittsfield's Halloween Parade.
Woohoo!
Yes, I'll be there in my spooky outfit, which will be held Friday, October 25th, 7 p.m., and it will be on Tyler Street. If you want more information and you or you want to be part of it, please call 413-499-9371 or email parks@cityofpittsfield.org. All lowercase. Be part of it. Take your kids. I can remember my parents bringing us down. Of course, GE was big then. They'd have huge floats. But so many people put their heart and soul into doing this. Now do it. Be part of it.
Yeah, it's what? You're talking about an hour, maybe?
At
You
most.
go down
At
and have
most.
fun. I love watching it on TV. I love watching that Halloween parade. It just cracks me right up.
I years ago for a magazine, I wrote an article called "Making Memories," and it was from back when I was a young dad with my son. I was being transferred all over the country. I left home, born and raised here, and ended up going to Arizona and Kansas and Texas, and my son came along with us, and every time we would do something, we'd say, "Hey, this is making a memory." And, you know, taking your kids to the Halloween parade, 4th of July parade, the common, the farmer's market and stuff, that's making a memory. That's making a memory.
And it's making a difference.
And it's certainly, trust me when I tell you, like I said, 75 to 80% of the kids I had in the Violent Youthful Offender Program would have never been there if they had parents like us that I had. So it's been fun.
Absolutely. We'll have to do it again.
Yeah, don't tell anybody because they won't let us do it.
Oh, all right.
Yeah. I want to thank you all. And I know this upset some of you, but this is my flag. I have friends that are buried under it. I have acquaintances that are buried under it. I know a lot of people, and you may know them too if you drive through the cemetery. At one point in their life, they signed on a dotted line to die for this flag. Just saying. All I'm asking you to do is not to disrespect it. Not to disrespect it. You don't have to love it. You don't have to say your pledge or any. All I'm asking you is don't disrespect it. Not for me, but for them. For them. Sue Doucette, one in a million. I think the world of you. Keep your painting. And like I said, this is a lady who is taking up painting. Is it safe to say when you retired? And just, she's amazing. So
thank you, Bill.
We'll catch up. As I said, everybody, this also upsets some of you too. But it's my show. God bless. And today, let's lift somebody's load. We're all in this together. We need each other. Really and truly. Think about it. We'll talk to you. Thanks, Sue. You've been a great guest.
Thanks, Bill.
Be well. Bye, everybody. Thanks for listening. Stay tuned.